How to Set Up DKIM in Google Workspace, a guide. The article explains why configuring domain keys identified mail, DKIM, is essential for securing outgoing emails and improving deliverability. Many people assume that once an email leaves their server, it reaches the recipient unchanged. But in reality, emails pass through multiple servers where attackers may intercept, modify content, or impersonate a sender's domain. Because of this risk, email service providers cannot always trust the sender information in an email header, which can cause messages to be flagged as spam or rejected. DKIM helps solve this issue by adding a cryptographic signature to outgoing emails. When the email reaches the recipient's server, the server checks this signature using a public key stored in the sender's DNS records. This verification confirms that the message truly came from the sender's domain and that the content was not altered during transmission. DKIM works whether emails are sent from a private mail server or platforms such as Google Workspace. Before configuring DKIM in Google Workspace, several prerequisites must be met. The sending domain must first be verified in Google Workspace to confirm ownership. Administrators also need access to the domain's DNS management console in order to add the DKIM public key as a TXT record. Understanding DKIM selectors and TXT record values is important so the receiving servers can correctly locate the public key. Organizations using multiple email services should also ensure DKIM settings across platforms do not conflict. The configuration process involves signing into the Google Admin Console, navigating to Gmail's authenticate email settings, generating a DKIM key, preferably 2048-bit for stronger security, adding the generated TXT record to the domain's DNS, and finally, activating DKIM signing. DKIM strengthens email security and works alongside SPF and DMARC to prevent spoofing, phishing, and email tampering.